If you thought actuaries were so boring they make accountants seem exciting, well, think again. Actuaries work throughout the federal government. As part of our week-long multimedia series, Rise of the Money People, we asked an actuary, an actual actuary, about his work and how it can help federal agencies improve their financial planning. Stephen Goss is the chief actuary at the Social Security Administration. Our first question was, what do actuaries do? He told us the main job
is really to estimate what the probabilities of things happening will be, and in particular, the probabilities of people living a long time, people dying, people becoming disabled. And the principal reason for coming up with these probabilities is to determine what the insurance premiums ought to be, or in the case of Social Security, what the payroll tax levels will be that are needed in order to provide for the benefits that Congress has scheduled.
So you're sort of like a fortune teller.
You know, it's sometimes people describe actuaries as being a little bit like an accountant, except that an accountant looks backwards and adds up what has happened. An actuary has to look into the future exactly and try to project and estimate what will be happening in the future. So actuaries generally think that's more fun.
Now, it's clear why Social Security needs the actuarial function, but this is something that a lot of federal agencies have. Give us an idea of the scope of actuarial activities as you know them across the federal government.
Well, we have a staff of a little over 50 folks here at Social Security Administration in our Office of the Actuary that does all of the work for the Social Security, Old Age Survivors Insurance, and Disability Insurance Program, and for the SSI, Supplementary Security Income Program. There's a roughly equivalent-sized staff over in the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, an actuarial staff that works on all of the estimates for Medicare and for Medicaid. Now, elsewhere in government, there are actuaries in a number of different places. There are some at the Government Accountability Office, GAO. There are some at Department of Treasury. They're in, especially in the IRS, because they work on a lot of pension practice laws and regulations, Department of Labor. So they're in several different places within the government.
So how do you work with the agency budget planners themselves? How do they take your forecast and then decide or propose where to spend money?
There are two aspects really to the money that is spent at Social Security. One is for the administrative expenses, which our office budget works on. And our administrative expenses are determined at Social Security by what kind of workflows we're going to be having in the future. How many people will be coming in and filing for retirement benefits? How many people will be coming in and filing for disability benefits? Because we need to have the people to be able to service those requests. And we estimate going into the future over the next year, 5 years, 10 years, how many people will be coming in and filing for those benefits. For retirement benefits, that's relatively easy. How many people who are now 50 will turn 62 in 12 years or 65 in 15 years? Disability, it's a little bit trickier because we have to project not only how many people will there be at the age at which they might get disability benefits, but what percentage of them will actually start getting benefits in a given year. So we project all of those in order to help project the administrative costs for Social Security, which really are then determined by how many people do we need to have on staff for Social Security as a whole to be able to service all those requests from the American people. But the other thing that we come in contact with is not with our Office of Budget here within SSA, but more like our trustees. We also project what the program costs for Social Security would be, which really is the total amount of benefit payments that would be going out to all of our beneficiaries of various types. We make those projections in conjunction with our Board of Trustees, where we work with them to set assumptions about how fast will the overall population grow in the future, how fast will the share of that population that is actually working grow, and then how fast will their average earnings grow, what percentage of them at every given age will start receiving various kinds of benefits, and what will their average benefit levels be. We put all of that together, and we're able to generate the amount of tax revenue coming in, and we're able to project also the amount of benefits that will be going out, see the difference between the two, and the difference between the two then determines what our trust fund reserve levels will turn out to be in the future. And we put all those together for the projections that go into our annual report to the Congress from the Board of Trustees.
We're speaking with Stephen Goss. He is the chief actuary of the Social Security Administration. So is it safe to say that actuaries do or should work with program people on a fairly regular basis to help them with resource planning and also mission delivery?
Oh, absolutely. absolutely every day. We work absolutely in conjunction. Our mission really here for the Office of the Actuary at Social Security Administration is to develop estimates of what the expected future costs are for Social Security under present law, and also what the expected future costs would be under various possible changes in law that are considered by the Congress and by the White House and by other policymakers. But also, you're exactly right to work very closely with people within SSA about other possible changes in the way that we actually administer the program that may not require law.
So in other words, it's not just crystal ball gazing that you do for academics, but very real practical application that can help people husband and use their resources more wisely?
Well, we certainly hope that is the case. And an awful lot of the work we do, obviously, if you're going to try to project something in the future, you really need to understand how it's worked in the past. So digging the data, finding out what has really happened, and this involves many, many people outside of even of our little 50-person office the actuary at SSA. It involves people who work on developing data and data sets and data analysis throughout the agency to get a really good sense of what has happened in the past and what the trends are in the past. That allows us to have the basis then to understand why things have happened in the past and to be better educated about making good projections into the future.
And what kind of data sources do you use? It sounds like big data before big data was a fashionable term.
Because we have about 160 million workers at any given time, and what's somewhere on the order of 60 million beneficiaries, we definitely deal in the law of large numbers here. There's no question about it. We have massive data sets that we work with, and we basically have data on the entirety of that. So when we look at the entirety of all the data that we get, we don't have a lot of concerns about statistical fluctuations in our data from having small samples. That's never an issue. Where we do have fluctuations is from things like the economy, of course, where we see lots of fluctuations. And one of the important aspects of making our estimates vis-a-vis the economy is, again, to understand where we are in the business cycle and where we're going to be moving from that. And that's where our trustees come into play. They work with us to develop assumptions about, for instance, something everybody will connect with is the unemployment rate. How will the unemployment rate be changing in the future as we move more and more away from the recession we had back in 2008 into recovery?
I want to know what keeps you up at night as someone who can see all this data and understand more than most of us where the country is going in all sorts of realms.
You know, really, this work, I'm very happy to say, doesn't keep me up at night at all, because it's an extraordinary opportunity for us to do this analysis and provide it to the policymakers in the country. This is really our job, to make sure that they are as informed as we can possibly help them to be in making good decisions. Just for example, the disability insurance program, which many people are focusing on these days, we project that in the year 2016, the reserves in the trust fund will be depleted. However, what that really means is that we will no longer have the money in the bank, the excess reserves, to help pay for the benefits. We will then be dependent on just having the tax revenues still coming in, which are equivalent to about 80 cents for every dollar of scheduled benefits. So the only thing that keeps us up at night is to make sure that we're conveying this message accurately and objectively to the members of Congress so that they can make good policy decisions to look after these programs for the American people.
Stephen Goss is the Chief Actuary of the Social Security Administration. We'll post this interview along with all of our coverage of our week-long multimedia series, Rise of the Money People, mornings and afternoons on 1500 AM and online at federalnewsradio.com, your search term, Money People.